You're listening to the Evolution 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio. And our theme today is mail.
Sure is. Because today is the International Day of the Mail Carrier.
Yeah.
Over 1.5 billion people worldwide, or 28% of the population, use basic mail services. So getting mail, making payments by mail, it's kind of cool. All right, and right now, it's an important service, and it costs a lot of money, and there's an, there are...
Why is there stickers on this?
Okay, you focused? We're going to do... And the other thing is, it's also National Moldy Cheese Day. Did you know that? Which is basically like, anytime you see any kind of like a blue cheese,
yeah,
that's actually
the
kind of moldy.
The blue one is mold.
Yeah, but it's a tasty mold, yeah. And we like it. So let's do a song about cheese and onions.
Yellow submarine sandwich.
Yeah, by the Ruddles, back in 1969. Here we go.
Is it supposed to be copying the Beatles?
Yeah, I believe it is.
That's torn it. What are you doing, Stig? He's getting out of here. Well, I'm going to get out of here, too.
Beatles? Nope. Ruddles. So apparently Ruddles were a kind of a pretend band. And it started off with one of the members of the Monty Python, Eric Idles. And so they came up with this whole idea of sort of a parody Beatles thing called the Ruddles. And they were actually pretty good. Ready for another one?
Yeah.
This is a band called Ween with Pork, Roll, Eggs, and Cheese.
Like a make-a-wish inside. Please don't
That's Ween with a very strange pork roll, egg, and cheese song. I think it was released on an album called The Man Makes a Hat, June 20th, 2011. So going on 14 years ago. All right. Now, it is also the International Day of the Postal Worker, which we talked about earlier. So let's start off with sort of a funny sketch from one of my favorite shows I used to watch. As a young person, you might like this too. It's do you know what? Well, you'll get it. It's kind of sketch comedy. Here you go.
Let's go on to a game called Greatest Hits. This is for Colin, Ryan, and Wayne with the help of Laura Hall on the piano. Colin and Ryan are going to be voiceover guys talking about the latest compilation album, and Wayne is going to try to sing snippets of the songs as they suggest. Now, what we need from the audience is the kind of profession you wouldn't normally sing a song about. What was that up top? Postal Worker. The name of your album is Songs of the Postal Worker. Take it away.
Hi. We'll return you to the 24-hour Drew Carey Network in just a moment, but first, have we got a deal for you.
For as long as there's been mail, there's been someone to deliver it. That's just a fact.
That's right. We've got over 300 hits on a 2-CD set. And, Colin, these songs cover every postal worker through the ages.
That's right. Let's listen to our first selection, that great Latin song, Mail.
Because you see me when I go, I deliver through the sleet and the snow. I get this package there without fail. Thank God they came up with this word, it's called mail. It's for me.
And who could ever forget that 1940s boogie-woogie hit, Put It in the Slot?
Will you deliver something for me, please? Will you deliver for me, please? Because I've got to send it overseas. So,
because it gets real hot. Deliver to my boyfriend the mail in the mail slot. Put it in the slot. It's too big, it's a package. Put it in the slot. Give it to me because I gotta put it. Bop, bop. Gotta put it in the slot. Put it in.
Colin, these CDs make great gifts as well. Who could you give one to?
Why, if I had anyone in my life, it'd be them.
Hey, why don't you buy one for me this Christmas?
Sure, like I'm made of money. But let's get back to some of the tunes. You know, one of my favorite artists of all time made this little song. It wasn't one of her biggest hits, but one of her finest. And that, of course, is Tina Turner's... close friend of Tina Turner's. Tina Turner's big hit. Hey, man, tie up your dog.
All right. That's from Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's I think it's still even on TV. It might be different characters, different comedians, but it's kind of amazing. Like improv, they just kind of make up funny things on the spot. And they have these little contests where audience comes up with ideas and you just got to do it. It's kind of funny. Okay, since we're on the whole thing about a male, let's do one from okay, this is a classic. Please, Mr. Postman, The Marvelettes. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa, yeah.
All right, all right. That's the Marvelettes, 1961. Apparently, that was a track that hit.
Mm-hmm.
It made the top 100 Billboard charts. The first Motown song to ever do that, 1969. Okay, let's see. How about the Box Tops with the letter?
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
That's the Box Tops. So I think a lot of people would probably know that track maybe from Joe Cocker version from 1970. But that's the 1967 version, first time it was ever written, or I mean ever heard, by a band. The Box Tops, only major hit. And so kind of drifted out into Nowhereville after that. But anyway, written by Wayne Carson, performed by the Box Tops. All right, let's see what else we got here for Mr. Mailman. How about the President of the United States of America? The post, some post, it's called Some Postman here on CACK.
Okay, standing by.
Yeah, I can roll video. I could use like four more cameras.
Okay, let's play back. Camera's rolling.
It's 6 a.m. and the sun is getting high. He picks up the mail from the slot. He feels the rush of excitement as he holds it in his hand. Another love note no one got. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Some postman is grooving to all our love. Some postman is gonna cry, gonna cry, gonna cry. It's noon now, and all the mailboxes have been emptied, and all the letters are inside. He counts them, he checks them, he looks for clues and finds the ones with hearts on the outside. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Gonna cry. Gonna cry. Gonna cry. Yeah, yeah. 1990. into a package meant for a distant lover. Thought it would be there overnight. She waits and she cries and she thinks he does not love her. The postman holds on oh so tight. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Some postman is grooving to all our love letters. Some postman is gonna cry. Gonna cry, yeah. You, yeah. Crushed, crushed paper hearts. So, ripped apart. You promised with stamps, but you never delivered to me. Some postman you turned out to be.
The presidents of the United States of America. I kind of like their stuff. Their video, that whole video was actually done by, looks like they had a lot of cameras. And then they took...
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, and each one is sort of...
7 right there and then probably more all around.
Yeah, and then they shot it at different... Each camera was set up to shoot at a different zoom. So that, and then they took all the footage and then they kind of mixed it all together. Kind of cool. Do you see how that was like little boxes? Yeah. Some are close up, some are far away. I think it was released in 2004, and it was their fourth album. And 2004. They're doing kind of a retro style of filmmaking. Let's see. We might have one more track. I believe you. Let's do Nina Simone. That's a classic.
Okay.
Called African Mailman. Maybe we should say goodbye to everybody and then we'll
play it.
Wrap things up. Say goodbye.
Is there any more songs you wanted to play?
You know, I'm surprised there isn't who's our guy that we always like so much that does all the
Perry Grip.
I'm surprised there isn't something about cheese from Perry Grip. If we can find a cheese one from Perry Grip, I'll look for a cheese one. If we can find a cheese one, we'll play a Perry Grip cheese before the end of the show.
Okay.
Maybe I'll just wait until then and before we say goodbye. Should we do that or do you want to say goodbye now?
Let's say goodbye now. Goodbye, and you're listening to CACK 93.9 FM Smithers Community Radio, the Evoli Show, and I would like to thank the sponsor, Nature's Pantry.
Nice. And Nana, what happened to Nana? And her elbow.
Oh, yeah. Nana broke her elbow.
And you're going to send some healing wishes her way? She just had her surgery today.
She did?
Yeah. It all went good. But it was a pretty big deal.
I bet she has to lay in bed even more.
I bet you. Do you want to say hi to Nana?
Hi, Nana.
Okay. Get better soon, Nana.
Yeah.
We'll have that elbow rocking in no time.
And that's an order.
Thank you.
Macaroni and cheese, can you mix up a pen? I'm begging you please. Macaroni and cheese, it's my favorite thing to eat. Macaroni and cheese, can you mix up a pen? I'm begging you please. Macaroni.